Get ready because it's time to talk about total consecration. Hey there, welcome to the program. It's time. I'm Gary Zimak, and I am here to talk a little bit about Total Consecration, which officially kicks off tomorrow on the program. We're going to spend today's 30-minute show talking about what's to come in the next 33 days. Now, tomorrow we officially begin the preparation for Total Consecration, which means that for the next 33 days, beginning tomorrow, we will meet here every day for 30 minutes, including the weekends, to prepare to consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary on October the 7th. That's the plan, and I want you to remember that I'm going to be here with you doing this, whether you have already made your total consecration and you're just renewing it as I am, or if you're doing it for the first time. I'm glad to have you here, and I know that this is going to be a really powerful experience for you. We're going to talk about it as we go through the process, but today I wanted to spend the time to really just try to lay out what will be happening in the next few weeks. So that's the purpose of today's show. Now, what I also am going to try to do today is to focus or to read and discuss the gospel from today's Mass. I love reading scripture on this program. You know that because when I read scripture, that's God speaking to you. And I want to keep that as a feature of the show. I don't know if we're going to have the time to do that or how much time we'll have with the total consecration meditations every night, because that has to be our focus. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing this. But at the end of each day's program, I'm going to try to read at least the gospel from daily Mass so you could hear the Lord speak to you. It's very important to do that. We don't want to put that aside, but I need to get you prepared for total consecration. So I understand that. If at any time also you have questions, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Today I have my copy of 33 Days to Morning Glory. By the way, I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to the show. In case you're a new listener, I should introduce myself. And I'm pleased to have been able to do this program for over 4 years now on Blog Talk Radio. We're now in our fifth year. December, we'll celebrate our fifth anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. This is the fourth consecutive year that I've been renewing my total consecration as well. And we've led over 2,000 people through the process. So it's been a great blessing to me to be able to draw people closer to our Lord through the help of the Blessed Mother, which is essentially what we're doing here. I don't want to give you too much of my opinion today, though, because I have Father Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory. That's the book that we're using. If you have any questions about the book, if you don't have a copy and you want to get a copy, you could still do that. You don't absolutely need the book because I'll be reading the material on the air each night. Essentially, what we're doing is meditating, giving you some things to think about each night as we prepare to make that commitment to consecrate your lives to Jesus through Mary. Commitment meaning that you're going to do this, you're ready to do it, you're committing to try your best to follow this path, but it's not something you are locked into for the rest of your life without any way of escaping. And you'll hear me talk about that as we go through this. No question is too stupid. I mean, to be totally blunt, don't think you have a dumb question. If you have a question at all about this, please email me, gary@followingthetruth.com. If you're concerned that this is too focused on Mary, not enough focus on Jesus, please ask me. All right? There's no such thing as a dumb question. I know it's an old cliche, but there really is no such thing as a stupid question. So please don't hesitate to ask. I want to make sure you're comfortable as we go into this, comfortable making your total consecration. It will change your life for the better. The best way you will see that is by doing it. Honestly, that really is. Okay, I have this book in my hands, 33 Days to Morning Glory, but before we go into it, let's pray a brief prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to be with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Holy Spirit, we ask you to be with us today as we begin the process of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We know that you are the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Holy Spirit, and we ask you to come inside of us and enlighten us so that we may be able to see the benefit to doing this. We ask you to give us the strength that we need, an increase in the gift of fortitude to keep going even when we might feel like quitting. Help us to persevere, knowing that it will draw us closer to you as well as to Jesus and our Father in heaven. Amen. Blessed Mother Mary, we ask for your prayers as we begin. And together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today, I hope you're comfortable. I hope you got your snack, your beverage, whatever it is that you... I've got my cup of decaf coffee. That's my beverage du jour today. Taking a sip of the coffee. And as we do on the show normally, what we're going to do for the next 33 days is just sit around the table, hang out, and get ready to make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We're using the book Saint by Father Michael Gately, 33 Days to Morning Glory. I think I started to talk about this, then I got sidetracked. But if you want to get a copy of the book, it's still not too late. Myconsecration.org is the website. You can get a copy of this for, I think they're asking for $3 or $4 postage. My buddies Ray Mooney and Tony Mullen have been offering this book for a long time. They recently had to start charging for postage because it's been very expensive with the number that they had to send out. But again, you don't need to get it. But I think it would help it to reflect on some of the meditation. So we're going to start. All of these podcasts are available for your listening pleasure whenever you want to. You can either listen when the show first gets loaded up, which will be 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday. There might be somewhat of a delay. I'm also experiencing some internet outages, intermittent internet outages at my house. Let's pray. And I mean this, please pray that I won't have any problems getting these programs loaded up. If for some reason it's delayed or you don't see a program, understand that I might be having some problems. And make sure you get yourself on my mailing list at followingthetruth.com so that I can get the notice to you in case I am having problems. I don't want you to think I fell off the face of the earth. God willing, I'll be able to make it through this entire 33-day process. And I know when I don't do the show, some nights, very rarely do I take a day off. People worry. So I want to make sure that you're not worried and you know that I'm okay. But I have been having some problems, and let's hope that and pray that everything works out okay. From the introduction, Father Gately said, I wrote this book for one main reason, total consecration to Jesus through Mary, otherwise sometimes known as Marian consecration, is the surest, easiest, shortest, and most perfect means to becoming a saint. And there should be an easy and updated way to dive into such a blessing. His quote there is from St. Louis de Montfort, who was an 18th century priest who popularized this devotion. If you are familiar with the original method of total consecration, this was one that was put together. I believe the book that was used for years was actually written by a layperson. And the book was very heavy and intense in terms of prayers. It was, as Father Gately calls it, a prayer marathon, which is not a bad thing necessarily, but he has a problem personally with saying nothing but prayers, but rote prayers, because you might lose the meaning. This is Father Gately's opinion. You might lose the meaning of what we're doing with total consecration. And I tend to agree with him. So what he tried to do is come up with a new way, an updated way, to get prepared for this total consecration process in a way that will help you to really understand what's going on. And I really like the way that he's done this. This is a very popular book. It's gotten many, many good reviews. Keep in mind also, if you miss a day or two or three or whatever, I don't want you to quit. I really don't, because I think there is a lot to be gained by persevering. So the devil's going to be in your ear telling you to quit, or you're not good enough, or you're not paying enough attention. If you have any questions, you can always email me, but please don't quit unless you absolutely feel you should. This is really going to change your life. And therefore, you're going to experience temptations. It happens. We're going to do this together. And I'll be here with you. I'm here to answer your questions. Now, within reason, just give me a little time to get back to you through email. But write to me if you're having any doubts, any concerns. You're not signing your life away, even though you're making a lifetime commitment. I mean, I know that sounds scary, but you could rescind it at any point. And there's no sin involved. But if you're like me, you're looking for a way to grow closer to Jesus. That's what this is. That's what this is all about. So Father Gately came up with this new way to make total consecration. He talks about St. Louis de Montfort never set out a, and this is true, in his book, True Devotion to Mary, which is a great book, and I really would recommend that you read it someday. You might even want to read it in conjunction with this. And it's still available. It's still in print. I think Tan Books publishes it. He never really set a day-by-day method of preparation. He recommended 33 days, and he also said that it can be modified if needed. Less or more time can be added or subtracted, whatever is necessary. That's why I tell you, if you miss a day or so, don't get bent out of shape about it, because I want you to keep going. You will get something from this. Father Gately, in this book, came up with a new way to prepare for total consecration. And in his words, how the retreat works. Every week of this four-week retreat, plus 5 days for review. And this begins tomorrow. This begins tomorrow on the program. We'll do day one of the 33 days. Every week, we will read about how one of four giants of Marian consecration lived out his or her consecration to Jesus through Mary. The goal will be not to just read about them in their teaching, but like Mary, to ponder their message in our hearts. For, and these are his words, for 33 days we won't be going through a long list of prayers. Rather, we'll do our best to spend all day each day pondering the day's teaching. And as we know from sacred scripture, this heart pondering attitude is specifically Marian, because we're told in Luke 2:19 and 2:51 that Mary pondered things in her heart. She tried to figure out what God wanted her to do in her life. And it's something we can do no matter how busy we are, he states. Moreover, I've included a short prayer to go with each day's reading to help us ponder the day's lessons. And because our goal during these 33 days is to remain in an atmosphere of heart pondering prayer, I've called this time not just a preparation, but a retreat. So we're going on retreat for 33 days, but the best thing is you don't have to leave your home, and you can do it right from the comfort of your home, your living room, your car, wherever you are. You have your headphones with you. You can listen to the podcast. You don't have to go anywhere. It's not going to cost you anything. That's the beauty of the way we're doing this. Father Gately said, of course, 33 days is a long time to be on retreat, and it just might happen that despite our good intentions and best efforts, we'll miss a day. If this happens, these are his words, we need not get discouraged and we surely shouldn't quit! Exclamation. Instead, I suggest that we simply read the text for the days we missed as soon as we can and keep going with the retreat. The Lord knows what's in our hearts, and if our desire truly is to make the consecration, we shouldn't let any temptations stop us. Believe me, it's very likely that we'll face temptations to cancel our preparation, but let's not give in. Let's do our best to be faithful to the readings and the prayerful pondering for each day. If we falter because of negligence, let's tell the Lord we're sorry. Trust in his mercy, make up the missed readings, and keep going. I like his approach. I really do. And I talked to Father Gately. I had him on the show a couple of years ago. And I asked him why he simplified it. And he said because he believes this devotion is so powerful that he wants to make it as accessible as possible. He doesn't want to frighten people away. And I think that's a great approach. Now, what I would ask you, too, is I would encourage you to please try to hang in there and listen to these podcasts so we can do this together. Because otherwise, here's what's going to happen. You're going to start to say, well, I don't need Gary's show. I can do this on my own. And while that is true, you're going to break away from the group of us, a few hundred people who are together here doing this. And you probably, if you're like me, will start speed reading through the devotions, maybe at the end of the night because you're busy. I think it's better to spend the 30 minutes, if you can. That's all I'm going to take of your time, 30 minutes a day. Spend the 30 minutes, and let's really ponder these. and let me explain them a little bit. Let's flesh them out a little bit. Again, my intent is to give you some scripture too on the program at the end of the consecration material. So you're going to hear the Lord speak to you each day. That's a good thing. So if at all possible, please try to listen to these podcasts whenever you can, however you can fit them in your schedule, because I really believe you will get the most out of this process by doing so. The first week, we'll focus on St. Louis de Montfort. Week two, St. Maximilian Kolbe. Week three, Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And week four, St. John Paul II. So you see, we're talking about some heavy-duty saints. We're going to look at their lives and their philosophy when it comes to devotion to the Blessed Mother and how that devotion can help us. We're beginning on September the 4th. And the reason is because, and there were in Father Gately's book, he lists a number of different days that you can make the total, you can make your total consecration. It's recommended that you do it on a Marian feast day. It's not absolutely necessary, but it's recommended. We're going to make ours on the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, which is October the 7th, which is the way I've always done it for the past several years, and that's why I've continued it. Introduction to Marian Consecration. Why Morning Glory? When you first saw this book, he writes, you may have wondered, why is it called 33 Days to Morning Glory? 33 days part should now be clear. But maybe the Morning Glory part isn't so clear. I chose this part of the title because I think it best captures what Marian consecration is all about. A new way of life in Christ. The act of consecrating oneself to Jesus through Mary marks the beginning of a gloriously new day and new dawn, a brand new morning in one's spiritual journey. It's a fresh start. And it changes everything. Now, I'm sure you're doing this because you're looking for change in your life. You know that your spiritual life needs something. You need a little bit of a pick-me-up. You want to grow closer to Jesus Christ. This is going to help you do that. That's why we're doing this. And it's exciting. You should be getting excited. You're going to be amazed that for the relatively little effort you'll have to put into this. And look, let's face it, 30 minutes a day, we spend more time watching TV and doing so many other things than 30 minutes a day. It's not that much. Now, of course, also you're going to be meditating upon the material throughout the day as you go about your business. It's recommended that you do that. And that's a good thing. That's making a good use of your time. But you don't have to sit there with a prayer book and spend 5 hours a day preparing. 30 minutes of actual preparation, and then you'll be thinking about some of the material as you go on throughout your day. It's going to change the way you go about your daily business, too. Whether you're at the office or at school or at home, wherever you are, it's going to change the way that you treat people. It's going to change the way that you talk to the Lord. You'll be reaching out to the Lord more. Just wait. You're going to see how it'll happen. All right, St. John Paul II describes consecration to Mary as having had a similar effect on him as the effect on Father Gately when he said it totally changed his life. St. John Paul II says that reading his St. Louis de Montfort's book was a turning point in his life. In fact, his consecration to Jesus through Mary was so important to him that he adopted as his papal motto de Montfort's own words that summarize total consecration to Jesus through Mary, which is totus tuus, totally yours. That's Latin for totally yours. It's also reported that the Pope recited the long version of de Montfort's consecration prayer every day. I've met many people who've consecrated themselves to Mary, and they completely relate to the Pope's words about how it's a turning point in one's life, or as I put it, a glorious new morning in one's spiritual journey. It truly is the surest, easiest, shortest, and most perfect means to becoming a saint. Which brings me to another reason why I chose to include Morning Glory in the title. Okay, let's see. As I mentioned, and I'm highlighting here, I don't want to read this verbatim, but I'm trying to hit on some of the key points here. As I mentioned, Father Gately's words in the introduction to Consoling the Heart of Jesus, which is another one of his books that we did a retreat based on that on the program a few years ago. St. Louis de Montfort predicted a couple of interesting things about his book, True Devotion to Mary. First, he said that after his death, angry demons would come to hide the unpublished manuscript so that no one could ever read it. And in fact, the manuscript was lost for more than a century after his death. De Montfort went on to say that his manuscript would eventually be discovered and published, and that its Marian spirituality would help form some of the greatest saints in the history of the Church. Moreover, his prediction about these saints wasn't that they would just be a few people. Rather, he hoped there would be a whole army of these greatest of saints. St. Louis de Montfort describes the times that would come as more than ever perilous. I don't think anyone would argue with me that we live in perilous times. In fact, in many ways, our time truly is marked by an unprecedented evil. But don't worry, because here's some good news. In times of unprecedented evil, God wants to give unprecedented grace. For as St. Paul wrote in Romans 5:20, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. One of the ways God gives up his superabundant grace in our time is by raising up some of the greatest saints ever. How can this be? The saints who have come before us surely are impressive. Moreover, the virtue and holiness of people in our day, present company included, isn't exactly stellar. Yet that's the amazing point. God wants to form saints from the little souls. He wants to form saints according to the pattern of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. Look at it this way. The Immaculate Conception of Mary, the grace whereby she was conceived without the stain of original sin, is an incredible gift of mercy. What's particularly remarkable is that Mary did nothing to deserve or merit this gift. It was a total gift, won by the merits of her son. Mary wasn't an embryo in the womb of her mother, St. Anne, praying the rosary to merit this gift. Rather, she received it at the very moment of her conception, the very moment she came into being. So she did absolutely nothing to deserve it. It was God's own initiative to give this totally free and wonderful gift. So with us, God is offering the people of our time a powerful and effective way to become great saints, and it's not because we're so good. Rather, it's because our times are so perilous, and God wants his mercy to triumph through Mary. So he gives us poor, sinful souls an amazing gift, what St. Louis calls a little known secret. What is this blessed secret? It's the spirituality of true devotion to Mary, a spirituality of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It's what this retreat is all about. Now he goes on to give a little explanation of Marian consecration. I think I should read some of this. To properly understand the essence of total consecration to Jesus through Mary, we'll first need to reflect on an important point. Jesus wants to include all of us in his work of salvation. In other words, he doesn't want us to be redeemed and then kick back and relax. On the contrary, he puts us to work and he wants us to labor in the Father's vineyard in one way or another. While everyone is called to lend a hand in the great work of salvation, not everyone has the same role. For example, St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 5 and 6, there are varieties of service and there are varieties of working. He goes on to say God has appointed to the work of salvation, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, and then workers of miracles, then healers, helpers, administrators. Whoever we are, God has appointed us to a special task in his great work. So we are called, right, to participate in God's work of salvation. Among the various roles God has given to his children, there's one that is more radically important than all the others, the task he gave to Mary. We know that God uniquely blessed Mary by choosing her to conceive, bear, and nurture Jesus Christ, our Savior. But do we also realize that her blessed work didn't end once Jesus left home and began his public ministry? After the 3 years of Mary's hidden life during Jesus' public ministry, Jesus brought her back into the picture of his work of salvation at its most crucial time, the hour of his passion. At that hour, we might say he fully received Mary's special task, the same task she had begun some 33 years before, and that she still continues. Jesus fully revealed Mary's special task shortly before his death. And that's when he was looking down from the cross, and he said to Mary as she stood with the Apostle John, "Woman, behold your son." And to John, "Behold your mother." At that moment, Jesus gave us one of his greatest gifts, his mother as our mother. Now, of course, Mary isn't our natural mother. She's our spiritual mother. In other words, just as it was once her task some 2,000 years ago to give birth to Christ, to feed and nurture him, to help him grow and develop into a man, so also from the time she first said yes to becoming the mother of Jesus until the end of time, Mary's task is to give spiritual birth to Christians, to feed and nurture them with grace, and to help them grow into full stature in Christ. In short, Mary's job is to help us grow in holiness. It's her mission to form us into saints. And then he went on to say that, now wait a minute, isn't that the job of the Holy Spirit? And he said, indeed it is. The Holy Spirit is the sanctifier. He transforms us at our baptism. How does Mary come into all of this? Well, Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. When Mary said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, we can see most clearly that she's the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And at that moment, she gave the Holy Spirit permission to conceive Christ in her womb. At that moment, the already unfathomably deep bond between Mary and the Holy Spirit that had begun at the first moment of her Immaculate Conception was revealed as nothing less than a two-become-one marital union. As a result of that union, the Holy Spirit is pleased to work and act through his spouse, Mary, for the sanctification of the human race. Okay, so if it's Mary's God-given task in union with and by the power of the Holy Spirit to form every human being into another Christ, that is to unite everyone to the body of Christ and form each person into a fully mature member of this body. Mary has a deep respect for human freedom. She knows from her own experience what a free yes to God can do. And she doesn't pressure us into giving her our yes. Marian consecration basically means giving Mary our full permission. So we're giving Mary permission to complete her motherly task in us, which is to form us into other Christs. Thus, by consecrating ourselves to Mary, each of us is saying to her that I want to be a saint, and I freely choose to give you permission, to give you my permission to do your work in me with your spouse, the Holy Spirit. Father Gately said, as soon as Mary hears us make such a decision, she flies to us and begins working a masterpiece of grace within our soul. That's it. I mean, I rushed a little bit to get some of this info in, but that's really what I wanted to say on today's program. We begin tomorrow, and I really hope you're going to join me. I do want to leave you with the gospel from today's Mass, and I want you to hear this message, because I think it's a powerful one that we should remember. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down, and he taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Simon said in reply, Master, we have worked hard at all night, and we've caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him, and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were now partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men. When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. Tomorrow night, you and I begin a journey whereby we are trying to grow closer to Christ, to leave the things behind that are getting in the way. And believe me, there are plenty of things that get in the way. Mary is standing by, ready to help us. I am really excited, and I hope you are as well. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address if you are nervous about anything, if you need to know anything. But otherwise, I'm going to see you back here tomorrow, God willing, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're going to kick it off. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary begins tomorrow. I can't wait to see you here. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.